Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And we're glad that you could join us for our lesson today about a special band named Mumford and Sons. I don't know if you've heard of them before. Perhaps you have. They are wonderful. Well, we are talking about a band, a music band today, and I wonder what kind of music you listen to. What do you enjoy listening to, Carolyn?
Well, I enjoy listening to many different kinds of music, but some of my favorite artists right now would have to be Owl City.
Okay.
And Future of Forestry was a new band that I was introduced to recently, and I just love their music.
All right, Owl City, Future of Forestry, you let me hear some of their music. I like Future of Forestry as well. Well, I've loved Radiohead for a long time. I went to a concert of theirs last year, and I love all sorts of jazz, especially that kind of funky jazz. I love going to those kinds of concerts and listening to that kind of music. Well, Mumford & Sons is very unique. It's different, and you are going to get a chance to learn a little bit about them today. So let's get started with the first reading for the day.
Mumford & Sons. Meet the gentlemen of the road. If you haven't heard Mumford & Sons, get online now, and they will blow your mind. Check out the songs The Cave or I Will Wait. Done? Maybe now you have an idea of how an infectious sound can spring a young British band to amazing heights. The group earned two 2013 Grammy Awards. And in 2012, their album Babel had the second highest new album sales. But Mumford's four unrelated members offer more than that. They invite you to join them.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Do you have a favorite band? Well, if not, let me introduce you to Mumford & Sons. In today's article, we'll learn all about how this band is taking the world by storm. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Blow one's mind. Blow one's mind is an idiom. That movie's special effects were so cool. They blew my mind. Infectious. Infectious is an adjective. The infectious beat on that song makes me want to dance. Intent. Intent is an adjective. The dog was intent on catching the cat. Throng. Throng is a noun. Throngs of reporters question the politician. Your more information words are Grammy. Grammy is a noun. Prime Minister. Prime Minister is a noun. Let's get right to it and begin the article.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning here, learning about Mumford and Sons. Meet the gentlemen of the road. Well, if you have had a chance to look online and see some of those songs mentioned here, you will see that they certainly are gentlemen. And they act like gentlemen or look like gentlemen in their concerts and in everything that they do. They are the gentlemen of the road.
That's right. And they are gentlemen of the road because they are always traveling, which is something we will be talking about in today's lesson. Well, first, let's just look a bit at their name. Their name, Mumford and Sons. Usually when I see and sons with something, I think of a father and son business, but that's not what this band is it, Gabe?
No, it's not. It's a group of friends that got together, and one of them, yes, their name is Mumford, but then the others are not named Mumford. It's not really his son, it's his friends. But here we're talking about Mumford and Sons, and it's true. There are many businesses in the West that might say something and Sons, or something and Co., and that means it's a kind of company.
That's right, but here it's not a family business, it's a family of friends. Well, let's get started at the very beginning here. If you haven't heard Mumford and Sons, get online now, and they will blow your mind.
All right, they will blow your mind. Let's take a look at some of those words. They're from our word bank, to blow your mind. That means they are better than you expected. Or maybe you didn't expect anything. You didn't know what to expect, but it was a lot better. It was really great. It blew your mind. How could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I do think of it when watching a performance. Maybe you've heard the songs before, you've listened to the CD or the MP3, but then you go to the concert, and it's a live performance, and it just blows your mind because you had no idea that it could sound even better, and a live concert experience is pretty amazing.
Well, that's how I felt at Radiohead's concert last year. It blew my mind. They truly are good musicians and good performers on stage. They blew my mind. It makes me think of another phrase, if something blows you away. It kind of means the same thing. Wow, that just blew me away. It was incredible. How do we continue this lesson, Carolyn?
We see, check out the songs The Cave or I Will Wait. So, check out these songs. Check out. Let's look at that phrase. If you check something out, that means you look at it. You look it up. Maybe you find some information on it, or here, listen to these songs.
All right. I love that band. You should listen to them too. Check out their new album, or you could check their new album out. You could put these words check out together or split them up. Check something out. Well, check out those songs, The Cave and I Will Wait. Done? Well, of course not right now. You're on Studio Classroom. You're listening to us. But in a minute, you should go check those songs out.
And when you are done, maybe now you have an idea of how an infectious sound can spring a young British band to amazing heights.
All right, well, let's take a look at a word right there. The word is infectious. This is from our word bank. Now, this kind of makes me think of the word infected, which is a bad thing. So if you're infected, that means it's not good for your body. But if it's infectious, that means you are infecting others. And music can be infectious. It's catchy. You want to listen to more of it.
That's right. So here we're talking about it in a good way.
That's right.
This infectious sound is a good thing. It means that people want to listen to it. It spreads very quickly. And this infectious sound has sprung a young British band to amazing heights. So they went from not being very popular to being very well known around the world. And what have they done, Gabe?
Well, they're pretty amazing. The group earned two 2013 Grammy Awards. Wow. And in 2012, their album Babel had the second highest new album sales. All right, so it seems like they've been doing pretty well for themselves. Carolyn, what is the Grammy Awards?
Well, the Grammys are probably the biggest awards show for musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the performers, especially in the United States, where it's hosted, they are chosen for different categories. And here, Mumford & Sons won two Grammys in different categories in 2013.
That's right. And their album, Babel, did pretty well as well. Well, we continue learning, but Mumford's four unrelated members offer more than that. They invite you to join them. Well, this makes me want to learn a little bit more. So far, we know that they are unrelated members. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, it means that they are not part of the same family. So even though they are called Mumford and Sons, as we said before, they are not related or unrelated. But right now, let's spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 blow one's mind 这个成语。Blow 是指吹，但是 blow one's mind 是指让人吓一跳或者是很惊讶。例如 the movie's special effects will blow your mind， 这部电影的特效会让你非常震撼。或者是 the circus performance really blew the audience's mind， 这个马戏团的表演真的让观众叹为观止。继续我们看的是 infectious 这个形容词。Infectious 是指传染的或具传染性的。例如 this highly infectious disease was finally controlled， 这个具高度传染性的疾病终于被控制住了。或者是 the patient is infectious and is already isolated， 这个病患具有传染性而且已经被隔离了。Infectious 也指有感染力的，例如 Kelly's optimism is infectious， Kelly 的乐观非常具有感染力。
If you're just joining us today, we are talking about a band called Mumford and Sons. And even though the four band members are unrelated, you see the word Sons in the name of the group. Well, we've learned that they are a young British band with a very infectious sound and that they won 2 Grammys this year in 2013. Well, we've got a lot more to learn about this great band coming up in the next section of our reading.
Mumford and Sons, the Mumford family tree. They make fans feel at home and strive to make their music accessible online, keep ticket prices low, and tour as much as possible. We're pretty intent on touring for the rest of our lives, really, claims Marcus Mumford, and they've already traveled around the U.S. 10 times. Their variety of locations also lets them grow the Mumford family tree, ranging from outdoor festival audiences of thousands upon thousands to smaller gatherings at indoor clubs. That's probably why throngs of American teens and British Prime Minister David Cameron, who requested they perform at the White House, named them their favorite band.
Wow, that is high praise coming from the Prime Minister. Well, let's take a look at this section here. It's called the Mumford Family Tree. So again, we see this theme of family in our lesson today. Even though they are not related, of course, they have a family tree. Let's find out what they mean by this. They make fans feel at home and strive to make their music accessible online, keep ticket prices low, and tour as much as possible.
Well, it sounds like they are really reaching out to their fans. They really want them to join them on this experience and to make them feel at home or feel like they're part of the family. Very welcoming in their concerts.
That's right, and they strive to make their music accessible online. If something is made accessible to you, that means it's easy for you to access or get a hold of. And one way that bands can do this is by having maybe a blog or a website where they post a lot of their songs and you can just listen to them for free. That is making your music accessible.
That's right. And we continue. We're pretty intent on touring for the rest of our lives, really, claims Marcus Mumford. And they've already traveled around the U.S. 10 times.
Wow, that sounds pretty impressive. Already to travel around the U.S. 10 times. Well, what did he say? We're pretty intent on touring for the rest of our lives. Their intent? Let's take a look at that word. It's from our word bank. If you're intent on doing something, that means you plan to do it. How else could you use that word?
Well, it means that you plan or you want to do it. Maybe someone will ask you, oh, well, what is your intent? What do you want?
What do you want? What is your intent? Or often I will actually see this word with the word on. So I'm intent on doing something. I'm intent on finishing my project by the end of tonight. I don't want to keep working on it for many days. I'm intent on finishing it by tonight. So I'm going to work hard.
Well, that is very good. It is important to be intent on working hard, and perhaps you are intent on improving your English. The band here is intent on touring for the rest of their lives. So they really enjoy touring, traveling, performing, and they've already traveled around the U.S. 10 times.
That's right. Well, they are wanting to tour. Maybe it's a little different from going on a tour. Let's take a look at the info cloud right now and see what Steve and Ken have to share with us about this word tour.
Marcus Mumford says that his band intends to tour as much as possible, maybe for the rest of their lives.
So they intend to go on tour a lot. When bands, orchestras, actors, and dancers go on tour, they go from place to place putting on shows in front of live audiences.
Right. But if you're a tourist, you don't go on tour. You go on a tour. When you go on a tour or take a tour, you visit a place.
You could take a tour of a museum, art gallery, city, or country. Whenever you go somewhere new and you want to learn more about the place, you can take a tour.
And how do you take a tour? You can either find a tour guide who will show you around, or if you're adventurous, you might buy a travel guide or guidebook and explore on your own.
So remember, a tour guide is a person. A travel guide is a book.
And both can be useful when you go on a tour.
Go on tour 跟 go on a tour 只有一个字母之差，但意思完全不同。Go on a tour 是有专员介绍的导览，你可以 go on a tour of the art museum, 参观美术馆。而 go on tour 是指巡回演出。有一些乐团每年都会 go on tour。像今天课文中介绍的 Mumford and Sons, 他们已经巡回美国各地十次了。另外 ,tour guide 跟 travel guide 要分清楚。tour guide 是人，就是一个导游 ,travel guide 是一本 guidebook, 旅游书。若是要自助旅行，最好先到书店买一本 travel guide, 旅游指南。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, there are a few different ways that you can use that word tour. So, do you like to tour with a band or do you like to go on a tour? Continuing in our article,Their variety of locations also lets them grow the Mumford family tree. Now, this is kind of interesting. They want to grow the Mumford family tree, mm-hmm. Gabe.
Right. Well, a family tree is maybe a diagram or a picture of the relatives in your family. Maybe you've made a family tree before with your grandparents on the top or even your great-grandparents above, and then lines pointing down to your mother and father, aunts and uncles,That's a family tree. So the Mumford family tree is, well, it's not just this band of musicians. Their family tree grows with every concert that they do because they hope to include audiences into their family tree.
That's right. And talking about the variety of locations, ranging from outdoor festival audiences of thousands upon thousands, mm-hmm.to smaller gatherings at indoor clubs. So they do huge concerts with thousands and thousands of people, but also concerts at much smaller places with just a small group of people.
That's right. So there's quite a range of kinds of audiences. And you see that phrase, thousands upon thousands. You could say hundreds upon hundreds or millions upon millions of something as well. That just means a lot.All right, let's continue. That's probably why throngs of American teens and British Prime Minister David Cameron, who requested they perform at the White House, named them their favorite band. All right, let's take a look at one of those words in that sentence. It's from our word bank, throng. A throng is an intensely packed group of people or animals. A throng.
That's right. So here we're talking about a very large group of people, maybe at this concert with thousands upon thousands of people in the audience. That would be a throng. And they have throngs of American teens, and even the British Prime Minister call them their favorite band.
That's right. Now, we learned something about the British Prime Minister here, David Cameron, and that is that he requested this band play at the White House, which is in which country, Carolyn?
Well, the White House is in the United States, and David Cameron is the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
That's right. So they are definitely making their name known internationally and being recommended to play in other countries. Sounds pretty cool. Well, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit right now, and then we'll go visit Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm practicing the banjo.
What for?
I want to join Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons. What's that?
Huh? You haven't heard of Mumford and Sons?
No.
Well, get online and check them out. Their songs will blow your mind.
Why? What's so special about Bedford and Friends?
No, it's Mumford and Sons. They're a young British band with an infectious sound. They've reached amazing heights.
Amazing heights, huh?
Yes, 6 Grammy nominations.
Oh, that is impressive.
They make fans feel at home and make their music accessible online.
Do they ever tour?
Oh, yes. They're intent on touring. Their audiences range from thousands upon thousands to small gatherings.
Oh.
And they keep ticket prices low, too. They want people to join them.
Wow, well, that's really great.
Yeah, that's why I'm practicing. I want to join Mumford and Sons.
They don't want you to join their band.
They don't?
No, they want you to join their audience.
Oh, then I guess I can stop practicing.
Good.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 intent 这个形容词。 Intent 是指下定决心的或者是一心想要的。如果是想要做某件事的话，是用 be 动词加 intent， 后面加上介系词 on， 再加上名词或动名词。例如 ，Peter is intent on winning the championship. Peter 一心一意想要得到冠军。 或者是 Sherry is intent on opening her own business. Sherry 下定决心要拥有自己的事业。最后我们看的是 throng 这个名词。Throng 是指一大群人。例如 throngs of fans gathered outside the stadium to see their favorite players. 一大群的球迷聚集在体育馆外面要看他们最喜欢的球员。Throng 也可以当动词，意思是指蜂拥或者是涌向。 例如 loyal customers throng to the store to buy the latest version of the iPad. 忠实的顾客涌向商店要去买最新版的iPad. And now, let's return to our teachers.
I've enjoyed learning about Mumford and Sons so far today. And there is one sentence that I want to read again. Their concerts, they range from outdoor festival audiences of thousands upon thousands to smaller gatherings at indoor clubs. Well, I do wonder what kind of music atmospheres you like for your concerts. What kind of concert atmospheres do you like? Carolyn?
Well, it really depends on the kind of music. If it's very loud, fast, exciting music, I like to be in a very big place with lots of people that I can share that energy with. But if it's quieter, softer, maybe piano, jazz. I like a smaller atmosphere.
I agree with you. And I love jazz music, so often I will choose a little place like a jazz club of some kind. And a place where I can actually still talk to my friends and listen to music at the same time. Well, what about you? What kind of place do you like to go and listen to concerts? We'll see you next time because we have more to learn about Mumford & Sons right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then!
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Sherry, Unlai always hated my father. Still, they were family and families do business together. However, when my father caught Unlai trying to take over the family business, my father fired him. Ever since then, my uncle has tried to find a way to get revenge. Since my parents died, Unlai has redirected his revenge towards me.
But that doesn't really explain how all this involves Sherry, does it?
I'm getting there, Jason. As you know, Sherry, my father fell in love with your mother during the time she was in Taichung. You know that their relationship ended, but you don't know that my father never forgot your mother. He felt he owed her something because of how he had hurt her so deeply. For this reason, my father included your mother in his will. When my father died, he left your mother some money.
But my mother also died, and...
That's why we were looking for you. As your mother's only child, you are the next one to receive the money.
Join us as the adventures of Sherry and Jun Fan continue in the next episode of The Stranger.